The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along again to another Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill. Wednesday, August the 8th. It's 7 races for you this evening at Sligo. Andy Holding reporting in as usual. Not a particularly strong card, I must admit. This is pretty weak stuff, but it is after the Galway Festival, so we are going to expect some slightly lower grade stuff in the next week until it continues apace. The highlight of the night comes in the shape of the two really, 6:30 and the 7 o'clock. They look very competitive races. And of course, we've got the Connaught Oaks Fillies Handicap at 7:30, which is worth €17,000 to the winner. But we begin with a claimer of the extended mile and a quarter. Not a particularly strong race, has to be said here. Pretty desperate stuff. But Sabrassi is probably the obvious choice. At least this horse comes here in reasonable or good nick, having won at Wolverhampton the other day. Good bit of placing by Gavin Cramwell as well. Very, very sneaky. First day of the Galway Festival. And he chucks this in at the 8:30 at night at Wolverhampton across the sea. Robert Winston booked. Back from sort of 2-1 into 5-4, gets the job done only narrowly, but doesn't really tell the whole story. This horse was trapped in and going nowhere, turning for home, but he found a good change of gear late on to rest the spoils and send punters home very happy. Thank you very much. Prior to that, he'd finished third here at Sligo, so he got course and distance form. He won't mind the ground and didn't really get the cleanest runs at the inside as well, in the hands of an inexperienced apprentice on that occasion. So he's got track form, he's in good nick. Courtesy of his last run, he stays well. At about 3-1 this morning, that doesn't seem too bad of a price for Sabrassi, given that he's got quite a bit going in his favour where others seemingly haven't. On to the 6 o'clock then, which is an apprentice handicap over the extended mile and a quarter. The one that stands out here is Storm Ranger from the Patrick Flynn stable. This horse definitely needs at least a mile and a quarter, and he's got his ideal conditions again tonight, just on the easy side of good. He caught the eye last time out, considering he was running over inadequate 7 furlongs at Leopardstown, staying on very strongly in the hands of Ben Cohen right the way down the outside to finish a never near a fifth in what turned out to be a very strongly run apprentice race at the Dublin track. We've already seen several in that race come out and frank the form subsequently, including Dan Salone, who was second at the Galway Festival. I'm doing him an injustice. And given that this horse is closing in all the main protagonists down at the line, there's a good chance that tonight this six-year-old will step up to the plate over a mile and a quarter in the hands of Ben again and go very, very close in that apprentice handicap. On to the 6:30 then, and probably one of the nicest horses running here tonight is Mutterbeck from the Dermot Weld stable. Now, the Master of Rosewell didn't have the cleverest of Galway Festivals, although it was better than the previous year where he had none. But he had 3 this week, so things are looking a little bit brighter for DK. This 3-year-old has just had the 1 run. That came at Banning Road, and it turned out to be a very strongly run contest for a 12-runner affair. National Wealth, who was second, was bidding to finally get off the mark, and in failing to do so, he pushed the pace along at a very strong gallop. And this colt by Teofilio, who's well backed himself, standing pretty eye-catchingly down the outside, to in the end win by going away 3¼ lengths in a good number. Back in third was Active Approach, who is rated in the 80s, so he's probably run to somewhere in the sort of 85 plus region there on his debut, and that should in theory be good enough to beat the likes of Meagher's Flag and Tremendous Leap, who are rated 85 and 77 respectively. On to the 7 o'clock. Two to concentrate on here, the lightly raced and progressive Collab, and the more hardened and hard-knocking Ned Kettering, who has already had 9 starts under his belt. Out of the two, I just slightly prefer Ned Kettering. You do need a horse who has got a little bit of experience to race around this tight right-handed track with a stiff uphill climb, and he won quite well down in Limerick the last day and finally got off the mark for the season, having previously run well in a very competitive race on the figures down at Leopardstown. He doesn't mind a little bit of ease in the ground, this fella, and with Johnny Murta's horse in good form, more predominantly Shane Foley. Dusty's riding really well at the moment. I'd certainly expect this gelding by Medician, Ned Kettering, to put it up to Caleb, who just got undone by the way that the race developed last time out at the Curragh, having won first time out at Leopardstown. They went no pace that day. The front two quickened up and he got out pace and then kept on at the one speed. I think he'd be much better suited to a more evenly run race and this stiffer track in the closing stages, Caleb. But Ned Kettering is the choice there in the 7 o'clock. On to the 7:30 then, my best bet of the day runs here in the shape of Zafania from the Chambers Far. He each start. But this filly's just had the three runs, but she's progressed with each start. She ran really well first time out for a 66-1 poke at Nace in a good maiden, in which several have come out and won, including Scribner Nua, the third. Then Diana Listol, runner-up behind True to Herself. Again, the front two, Paul Wokley, of a reliable sort in the shape of Proud and Elated. And that was a good effort, considering this horse had drawn 14 of the 15 runners. Over this course last time out, this horse really improved quite markedly when winning a maiden, beating Prosecution, who was well fancied from the Murter camp. The two of them were, well, the winner was clear, but obviously the second was well clear to rest, so clearly handled conditions. And the time figure, considering this race was on the last one on the card and the ground deteriorated through the night, wasn't a bad one indeed. So I do think this filly's got a bit of upside, got quite a bit of potential, even more so now she steps up to a mile and a half. Her pedigree is chock full of stamina. She's drawn nicely in stall one. Hopefully Dusty will get her out from that inside gate and make plenty of use of her, because quite a few of these, I think, have been a bit expensive to follow and not necessarily sure that they've got the same kind of progression that Zephania has. So, at about 5-2 top price this morning, Zephania is the confident choice and the nap in the 7:30. On to the 8 o'clock then. Very competitive stuff here. I haven't really got a strong opinion. It's around about 5-6-1 the field at time recording. Several of these are bound to go well. The likes of Pivot Bridge, Trump Car, they always knock in at the door. And you can make a case out for the likes of Dream Focus and Happy Company if he bounce back to form. But I'll go with Buffalo Blues from the Pat Fahey stable. This horse has had the three starts this season, and his target was that Galway handicap the other day when he ended up finishing sixth behind Share the Honour and Camlan. But that form in the context of this race doesn't read too badly, and I like the fact that he's run on a stiff track similar to this the last day, which might just stand him in good stead. And Rachel Blackmore is very much riding on a crest of a wave at the moment, so confidence is high in the saddle. So like I said, not a particularly strong view, but I thought Buffalo Blues did enough last week to certainly warrant some kind of interest around at the 10-1 mark this morning. On to the final race then, and DK World has got a good chance here with Zarina, and she's the vote here off the back of three runs. She's got a handicap mark of 68, which doesn't look too bad. That fifth behind Park Bloom Vivante and Ancestral at the Curra back on the 22nd of July reads quite well in the context of this race. There was a good time figure produced by the winner, and this horse then went down to Garen the other day and got caught out by the draw, 17-17, but still ran incredibly well to finish second to Arian, who finished third at the Galway Festival behind Share the Honour last week. So that form doesn't look too bad. Could have done with a better draw here, but at least we've got a mile and a half to get this filly organised. And with the World team in reasonably good form, of course, three winners last week at the Galway Festival, I'd certainly expect Zarina to go very, very close off this mark in her first try in handicap company. Okay, then that's it for today, folks. Thanks very much for tuning in to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. It's Thursday tomorrow, so that can only mean one thing. It's Leopardstown, and the first race is 5:20. So we've got seven races to cover there at the Dublin track. Hopefully you can join me again tomorrow night. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.